This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. What I'm about to say is one of those things that belongs firmly in the goes without saying category, but I'm going to say it anyway. The economy has changed a whole lot in the past 30 years. Technology, Wall Street, inflation, like we were talking about earlier. But sometimes it's the smaller things that mark the passage of time a bit more clearly. Case in point for us today, Eric Hess. He's been a commercial fisherman since 1984 off the coast of Cape Cod. He's the captain of a boat called Tenacious 2. And he says it's a whole lot different now than it used to be. Here's the latest installment of our Every Now and Then series, Disappearing Jobs.
When I started, there were hundreds of boats that would go out, especially in the winter, chasing codfish. But there really aren't any codfish left. They were severely depleted by overfishing and it's made for kind of a bleak picture. There's no telling when they're going to come back. We've started to look for alternatives, and the dogfish is one of those that's really hard to ignore since the ocean's full of them. Dogfish is a good-tasting fish, but a hard one for us to market. The name isn't particularly attractive, and right now the only market for dogfish is in Europe. In Italy, it's Spinarolo, and in Britain and Spain and France, it's fish and chips, or fish and chips. It's great that we have a market. It's unfortunate that the market we have results in a very low price to the boats here, on the order of, 15, 20 cents a pound to the boat. It's hard to make a go with those prices. My kids are about to go off to college, and from the time they were about 4 years old, they said, we're going to be the best fishermen ever. They haven't said that the last few years because they've seen, that it's been getting harder and harder, and there's not a lot of excitement or great moments anymore. But I think the next generation probably enjoys fishing as much as mine or any other generation did. And if the dogfish took off and we had domestic markets, there is room for younger people to get involved. It's one of the greatest jobs you can have. You can't beat the view, and nobody tells you what to do. And the harder you work, historically, the better you do. It's a great way to go about making a living when there's something to go catch.
You can find the rest of our series, Disappearing Jobs, on our website. It's marketplace.org, and I'll tell you what, there's some good ones in there, too.